With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Tom Dundon, the owner, governor of the Carolina Hurricanes, joining us here on the Adam Gold Show as we talk about your Hall of Famer, the going into the Hurricanes Hall of Fame, Justin Williams. I sat down with him a couple of weeks ago, and I found this to be hysterical. My first question to him was, it's a good thing that Tom Dundon didn't own the Hurricanes when you were thinking about signing here as a free agent, because it likely wouldn't have happened. And he laughed because apparently you guys had talked about it. So,
oh, yeah, I told him.
I told him
I was wrong, by the way. I would have been wrong, but, yeah, I wouldn't have done it.
Right, because, I mean, at 38 years old, you know, not that it was enormous money, but it was a substantial outlay of salary, of, you know, a percentage of your salary cap. Why did you say that you would have been wrong at that point?
Well, you know, obviously he's a different, there's not many like him. So it's hard to know that when they're not on your team, right?
Right.
Maybe obviously the people that run the Hurricanes knew better than I would have known, but I think the main thing is just where the team was at the time. That's not how I would, you know.
Right.
I don't know that first year before Rod, they were really ready to go yet. I don't think they had enough talent. So adding somebody to make you just a little better but not be great. Like, I want to be great, and average is no good for me. So that's why I wouldn't have done it. But, yeah, I would have been wrong.
In retrospect, is there a lesson there? That there are intangibles that you can't see on a stat sheet and an analytics, report that have value that sometimes are just hard to uncover.
Yeah, you know, obviously Rod puts you up to that question, but
no, nobody has put me up to that.
These
are my own thoughts.
No, I believe in that stuff. Like, I believe that culture and leadership, and a big part of what we wanted to do, and, you know, a big part of having Rod here and some of the things we did early was to get that feeling, the right feeling, whatever that is, you know, whether it's culture, leadership, intangibles, I don't know that there's one way to describe it, but you just know when you have it. And I don't think they had it when I got here, and I think since Rod got here, we've had it. And then there's some pieces in and out that help or, you know, add or detract from that.
Mm-hmm.
And Willie, guys like Willie, and I feel this way about Burns, like those guys can take a good situation or a great situation and still make it better. And that's pretty unique.
Tom Dundon is joining us here. Justin Williams heading into the Hurricanes Hall of Fame. And it's funny because when I sat down with him, I felt I didn't want to make it, you know, so much about, you know, the connection between Justin and Rod, but there is a sameness to them, whether, you know, when they were teammates, and Rod said it was the easiest decision he ever made, his first real one, to name him the captain. Why do you think they meshed so well in so many different ways?
You know, well, since you know him, and, you know, a lot of people around here do, they're just two people that, for whatever reason, draw people in. You know, when you're around them, everybody feels good. There's no negativity. It creates this positive situation for anyone who's around them. And that, you know, then you put two of those together, you know, you get twice as much of it, I guess, because, you know, you can't teach what those two have. That's just sort of innate in their personalities. And so, yeah, it seems pretty obvious that you put those two together, it's twice as good.
Yeah, you know, because I don't think you can separate the two. When Rod became the head coach, he talked about a culture change. When Justin Williams returned, and this predates your buying the team. When he returned, I had I sat down with him for about 15 or 20 minutes, and we talked about, you know, restoring the franchise to what it used to be as a winning culture and getting fans in the stands. Because and I know when you took over, there weren't a lot of full nights. There were very few full nights at PNC Arena. But Justin remembers 06 and 09. And he also remembered how hard, even though he wasn't necessarily here at the end of 09, but as a visiting player, he knew how long it took before the fans went away. So he knew that was here. And they had a joint vision for what this thing could be. How much did you think they needed and leaned on each other for that?
I don't know. I never thought about it that way. You know, I think it was sort of inevitable, right? Once Rod took over and Willie was doing it, and we had good players, right? And so there was a good core, and then you added a big part of the problem was some of the good players were younger. Mm-hmm. There was a little bit of a culture issue, I think. Goaltending wasn't probably where it needed to be that first year Willie was here. And and so,
yes,
you know, I think it all changed pretty quickly because, you know, when you spend the extra money, so the bottom of the roster actually wins each night instead of loses.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, everybody starts expecting to win. You and I have talked about it. I think that what I saw when I first got here, before I bought the team and I was watching it, it seemed like they were just waiting for something bad to happen. Mm-hmm. And now it feels like we're waiting for something good to happen. And I don't know how much credit goes to Willie and Rod, but I think a lot, but also, you know, more talent helps there too.
Yeah. I keep telling the same story. I was asked about it last night. Cause I don't have a lot of personal stories about Williams, but I do have, one where it was a game. This is, you are already, fully entrenched in ownership. And it was a game against Tampa in the spring. It was either late February or early March of 19. And it was a 3-1 lead that became a 4-3 overtime loss. I think that was the scoreline. And I anticipated, because I had seen it before, going into the locker room, hey, we played great. That's a great team over there. We proved we can play. And when I got into the locker room, there was nothing but anger. And it was all led by Williams. And I thought that was the sign that the expectations had been completely flipped, that just being good wasn't going to be enough. And I thought that was entirely led by Williams. Maybe I'm the only one who remembers it as vividly as that, but I've told that story about 100 different times because I thought, for me, that was the turning point.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Yeah, I don't know exactly when it was, but yeah, I think he's got a unique way of having expectations and being frustrated without it being negative. And that's hard to do, right? It's easy to say, you know, what's wrong with everybody? Why aren't we doing better? Blame people. And where Rod and Willie and these guys are really good is they don't blame anybody. But it's clear that it's not okay.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I don't know when it happened. I felt like it happened pretty quick, like kind of halfway through that first year where you just stopped expecting bad. You were surprised when bad stuff happened. And that was what was so hard this year, right? When we went through that 3 or 4 weeks where like everything that could go wrong went wrong. And it was confusing because I'm not used to that. I don't expect it. We couldn't stop it.
Yeah. And by the way, the bar has been raised so high that fans do not know how to process this. And I deal directly with fans, whether it's here on the show or on the podcast that we do after every game. And I'm telling you, They did not know how to deal with it. They also don't know how to deal with the greatest power play we've ever seen. That now,
well, I'll tell you how. We weren't as bad. We were unlucky, and now we're the power play is getting a little lucky. And when we were losing, we're getting a little unlucky. So there's. I wish.
Nope. Sorry.
There's more to it than that.
They have to score a power play goal in every game now. Seven in a row or something. Some insane number. Tom Dundon, the owner of the Hurricanes, is joining us here. Real quick, because I asked Justin this, because Rod's not going to coach forever as much as we would like him to coach forever. I asked Justin if he would be interested in, you know, stepping into that role at some point, and he was like, nope. What do you think is the best role for Justin in an organization?
I think he's doing it. You know, like he played so long and he's got teenage kids and other interests. And so Willie's living his best life for sure. he don't want to work the way these guys work, as far as I could tell. So I think he's doing just fine.
It's exactly what he told me. He knows how hard how many hours Rod grinds every day. It would hurt his golf game. That's the problem.
It would hurt your whole life. I mean, the amount these people work, Rod and the whole staff, you never see anything like it. So, yeah. Willie's not ready for that.
All right, a couple of quick things. First of all, congratulations. You're now a restaurant owner. What are the plans for Backyard Bistro? And by the way, I think the food is pretty doggone good. So what is the plans for Backyard Bistro?
I don't know. We're still trying to figure it out. I mean, right now it's staying the same. You know, obviously I assume there'll be some little tweaks here or there with the sports gambling coming. Mm-hmm. Hopefully we can add that in there. But I agree. The food, when I went there, when we were looking at doing it, I went there and went back the next day because the brisket or whatever they call it was unbelievable.
So,
I don't know. We're just figuring it out as we go. They've got, a good staff and they do a good job. And, we'll see based on what happens with the sports book stuff,
mm-hmm.
what we add there versus somewhere else. And I don't know. What do you think we should do?
Well, first of all, I used to go there a lot. They're big sports fans. They set up a wiffle ball court out in the back that looked just like Fenway Park. So that was a very cool thing. I think you should put a Topgolf hitting bay and a golf simulator in there, and definitely do something like that. That is, by the way, where I watched Tiger Woods win the Masters in 2019. On that, was it a Sunday, but they moved it to the morning because of bad weather coming in, and you guys had a hockey game or something that night. So I watched it all right there. Very fond memories of it. But yes, put a Topgolf simulator in there.
Okay. Maybe in the arena. We're thinking about when we renovate the arena, just finding the space. A bunch of arenas have done that, but I don't know. We'll see.
Oh, well, we'll
I
hang.
Like to be outside.
Well, that is true. How close are we to the whole Topgolf thing coming?
The one in Durham?
Oh, we have one in Durham? I don't get out much.
Yeah, there's one about to open.
Okay. Well, then the answer is it's about to happen.
Yeah, I got to get the date. I got to come out for that, so I'll find out the date. It hasn't been the easiest process. But yeah, it's about to open. I thought it was supposed to have been open a long time ago, but... I won't bore you with the details.
The wheels of government move slowly. Real fast, you talked about sportsbook Fanatics. It was announced today. Fanatics will be a partner with the Carolina Hurricanes. Why did you go that route, and what can you tell us about what's next?
Yeah, I mean, look, they have this huge database, and they're going to do this fan cash where – as you do their rewards, whether you want to buy trading cards or merchandise or gamble, it sort of makes it to where it's not just about the betting.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You can interact in their ecosystem and we can help grow. We can help grow it. And then, if you place a bet and get a reward or buy a t-shirt, maybe your wife uses it, you use it, it doesn't matter. So I kind of like the fact that they're coming about this a little more holistic view. And then, you know, I'm friends with the guy that runs it, and the person that runs the sports gambling ran FanDuel, and I think they're really smart and aggressive, and they were just a good fit for us.
I thank you very much for your time. I will look forward to seeing you this weekend. It should be a blast. When Justin, I know he's got his speech prepared. He's probably going to have to hone it down, but I think he'll be okay.
All right, bud. Have a good weekend.
This Mother's Day, treat mom to healthy, glowing skin with Osea's limited edition skincare sets. Osea has been making clean, seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. Their advanced eye care duo brightens and firms skin around your eyes, while the Golden Glow Body Trio nourishes and smooths skin all over. They both come in giftable boxes with savings up to $46 and free shipping for a limited time. Go to OSEAMalibu.com and use code MOM for 10% off your first order site-wide.